everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Welcome back. Moderate to strong buyer support developed in cattle trade today as commercial buyer support continued to develop across both live and feeder cattle markets. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in live trade today. May corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets higher, though. In live trade, the Dow Jones is 12 points higher, NASDAQ up 2 points. Strong market buyer activity steadily moved into live cattle trade today. Even though cash cattle support was unavailable, futures redeveloped with front month April contracts, making a run back at $120 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, strong end-of-the-week buyer support redeveloped in the feeder cattle futures complex. Once again here today, this posted triple-digit gains in all nearby contracts with April futures, holding $1.30 per hundredweight gains. The most recent support pushed front-month futures above $133 per hundredweight as traders continued to look for additional underlying support during early April in an attempt to find additional interest in the live cattle market. Prices, though, still at $3 per hundredweight under March resistance levels, but with the renewed support seen over the last couple of trading sessions, commercial support is stepping back into the market. Grain futures were mixed today, but mostly held to a narrow overnight range, despite a swirl of volatility on outside markets. As investors recovered from the initial shock of last night's attack on Syria, Wall Street stands ready to move from the frying pan into the fire. Corn prices steady after a choppy overnight session. May futures held a tick above Thursday's low after failing an attempt to move above the 200-day moving average yesterday. Soybeans posted modest losses again today after an attempt to rebound in Asia stymied by selling into the first hour of trading in Europe. Monday's May futures low, though, continued to loom below the market. And wheat was narrowly mixed after an early attempt to rally overnight fell flat. May futures at all three markets held to inside days. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.